I have to give the shade to myself to that, it looks like. Oh well. Bunny Yosef. Still happening.
My kids are in the background.
Are you in shul or something?
Good morning, everybody.
Morning, Rabbi.
So we're...
Good morning, Rav.
We're holding in the sugya vanogas hamishpat vanogas hayichud. You see, there's no one here that wasn't here yesterday. No, we're all here. Okay, fine. Brave people have come back. Just 1 second, I've got to just get this thing sorted out. It's not standing still. I don't know why not. Fine. So, Anoga Sambishpat, nobody has any problems with, because that's what we grew up with, that's what we've lived with our whole lives, that's what we all understand. 1 second. This is a mess today. I apologize. This thing's not standing. Okay, hopefully it'll stay up now. Let's just mute everybody. Fine. All right. Hagos HaMishpat is not anything we have problems with. That's what we've grown up with. That's one of the Yud Gimri Korim, the Schav Oynesh. You get your reward bedin, you get your punishment bedin. Everything is midah keneged midah. Everything's worked out very nicely. And that's how we grew up, and that's what we were educated with, and that's what we've been taught. So there's no problem. The problem is there's a thing called an Hagos HaYichud, and there we have to see what that is, and then we have to see how that lives together in the world with an Agus HaMishpat, because they're mutually exclusive. Lumazois, I'm on Reish Pei Hei, towards the bottom of the page. Lumazois, an Agus HaYichud, Ein Adovet Tolu B'Maseinu. In an Agus HaYichud, nothing's dependent on our actions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mesavev Al Pi Hanhaga Zu Es Kol HaSibes SheSof Sof HaKol Yachzor LeTov. In that world, Hashem organizes everything, that everything's going to be good in the end. Va'olam Yavol Tikkun, and the world will come to its final Tikkun. Ma Shelo Na'ase V'Kama Shelo Nivkoy V'Nekal Kol Chas V'Chelila Muchrach Hu SheTeitze B'Sof Shel Dovah LePol Tachnis HaBriah. Muchrach, that the world at the end of the day has to come to its final tachnis. We will see. Vashkofri shoyne shtein hongus elu hein tati de sisra. you understand that these two hanogas are completely contradictory. You can't have both of these hanogas living in the world together. The one is everything's tolu on you. You have bechira. You can destroy the world. You can build the world. You can do whatever you want. Free will's given. In this hanoga, whatever happens, everything's going to be fine. What happened to the bechira? What happened to the schav einish? How do these two worlds live together? You have to take what you're doing seriously. With everything we do, the smallest movements we make, we move the world into kafschut, or the opposite chalila, and ourselves as well. Everything you do, you think, you speak, everything has to be mechashben through the Torah, has to be in accordance with the rotzon of the Torah, and it's got to be done properly. Otherwise, you're in a lot of trouble. That's why we have Rosh Hashanah and Sarei Metshuva and Yom Kippur and Din V'cheshbon and Gehenim and Gan Eden, and that doesn't go away. Mitzad sheni, Yehudi tzarech ledat she'afilu mechas v'chile nichshal v'hitraded mo'od, k'avtiach ha'kodesh boruch hu kibal yidach mimene nidach. At the same time, you have to know that even if a person falls and he goes lower and he does everything wrong, Kodesh Baruch Hu's already promised, and no one's getting thrown out. No one's being disregarded. The sof who bnoi yechidoi shel Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's Hashem's only child. Will be shvilo nivraelim. The world was created for him, so the world's not going to go to ibud because of him. Kol ha'inu me'yavre v'vinu v'ada yudia achron kulam nivra b'shvilo isi yudi who tachlis abriya. This Jew is the tachlis of the briya. All the Jews that were ever created, this yid that's standing here now, me, you, is the tachlis of the briya. V'im yavre l'kolash b'ocha ishe kol ha'ilam abed lo. And if he gets lost, the whole world gets lost. Hashem hasn't got what he wanted. As a briya lo tagiya l'tachlis, so the world won't come to its fruition. V'ze harei vaday lo yitochen. That can't happen. U'mameila sof sof u'yach ze l'muta v'ze onagus ha'yichud. In the end, everything will come to where it's got to go, and that's anagus ha'yichud. So that's a big problem. This is a real big problem. You have these two dynamics on the table in front of you. Neither of them makes any sense anymore. Nothing makes sense anymore. The only reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world is for us to be able to earn the good. Now you tell me, no, even if you didn't earn it, you're going to get it. So what do you need all this world for? Just give it to me for nothing in the first place. What do I have to earn it for? And if I'm earning it, that means I can blow it as well. If you blew it, you blew it. Otherwise, you don't have bechira. But bechira is just a game. It's some kind of a mischak. You kind of pretend you've got bechira, but really you don't have bechira. You can do whatever you want in there and everything's going to be fine. Big, big problem. You see that? You got that? That's not a simple story. Mod bayatidas. Okay. So let's see how we live with these two dynamics. We're not going to get to the bottom of this, I'm telling you now. We'll do whatever we can from the Sefer, and we go back to the first and the second vad we did on this, where I warned you and I gave you all the warnings and all the domas you need for this. Don't forget those. Shtei hanogas eilu emes hain. These two hanogas are emes. They're both, each one's emes. Ulam ha-mizug b'nei emevili t'labut kashe b'yoysa. If you look at each one separately, on its own, it's fine. There's no problem. The problem is when you try and live with both of these at the same time, then you get into a lot of trouble. V'lein iskak kol ben aliyah b'avadosoy. Mitzad echad, hu yudi achai rak im hanogas ha-mishpat. The Jew down here living in this world lives with hanogas ha-mishpat. Yodaya shekol ha'ila moinach k'v'yochu b'yodav shelo k'mo shama kodesh bo'ch ha'adam rishon t'daitke shelo t'kalkel v'tachrich z'olamai. He knows what the Kodesh Baruch Hu taught Adam Arishon, and it was told to him as well. Tendaitcha, please be very careful. Don't destroy my world. That means you can destroy the world. Hashem's not telling you, be careful you don't destroy my world. It's something because you really can't, but I'm just telling you not to because I want you to think you can. But really, you can't. No, you can. It's called Atidoi Hu Kovei B'Maisav. His whole future, your whole Gan Eden, everything that's going to be Netzach Netzachim, you decide with the way you conduct yourself here. You put one foot wrong, you fall off the cliff. That's terrifying. A person gets so much time in this world and has to use it correctly. And if he doesn't, you've blown it. That's Hanogos HaMishpat. At the same time, you have to mix together with that Hanogos HaYichud. That a Yid, at the end of the day, he's a Yid, even if he's a Choyta. If he didn't have the betochen that there's someone out there making sure he's not going to fall completely, he would very, very quickly become miserable and depressed and sad and angry. For sure he wouldn't be able to keep the mitzvahs b'simcha b'tuv leivov because he's blown it. So now you have these two things and they're mutually exclusive. Mitzad sheni, Yehudi eini yechol lichyot rak al pi hanogos hayichud. So that's great. So I'll just live on pi hanogos hayichud. This is where that apikorsis that I was warning you comes in. This is where you become very, very, very tempted to step out of the world of hanogos hamishpat and go live in hanogos hayichud. Tazov hanogos hamishpat. Very, very small step to take from the world you were living in up to now to say, you know what, this is gewaldic. I can't put a foot wrong. And if I do, Hashem will take care of it. And go live in an Hanogos HaYichud. That's where the danger is. Hashem loves me. I'm his only child. He's not going to abandon me. Whatever I do is beseder. Lo mashane what I do, Hashem's going to love me. Hashem's, it's all good. Kuvishineba posuk, sholem ye li, ki beshirus libo yelecho. Everything's fine with me because you love me. Zuan hoge shaye efech kola Torah. That is the opposite of the whole Torah. That's completely the opposite of Torah. You agree, you don't agree. That's not Torah. Hashem wants you to be responsible for your actions and you have to be careful. Everything you do, you filter through Shulchan Aruch before you do anything. Besides all the other problems, you've got a major problem is why Hashem created the world then. If Bain Kach or Bain Kach, you're going to get your reward, then you're eating bread of shame again. The whole reason the world was created is that you wouldn't be eating bread of shame. Hashem could have given you all the schar that he wanted to give you before he even created the world. The neshama that we have now that's going back to Hashem was with Hashem. That's where it always was. So what do I have to take it back for? Come down here and then go back again. Yeah, because you want to earn it. You're telling me now, you don't have to earn it. You do whatever you want. Another way of putting this is these two anongos bring us to two different types of relationships with Hashem. The one is called Avid, the one's called Yira. Anongos HaMishpat Kishu LeYira, Shrei Kol Masecha B'Sefer Nechtovim. Obviously, Anongos HaMishpat is more noted towards Yira because everything's written down. And you have to give din v'cheshbon for everything you did. I'll call dover yivelo kimba mishpat. Everything's coming to mishpat. Zu hu yachas shel yira kufshinema al tavo b'mishpat imanu ki lo yitzadek lefonav kol chai. We daven, please don't bring us to mishpat Hashem because nobody would ever survive that. U'mitzad sheni, hanogos hayichud hu hanogos shel ava. Hanogos hayichud is the ava aspect. Adam choshev, ani ben yochid. And the Jew knows that he's a ben yochid. The whole world was created for him. Hashem loves him. And the whole purpose of bris, tolu on him. And Hashem's not going to fail. We'll have to see in what context he's using the word yiriya, because he's saying that the two concepts of avi yira are actually contradictory. They're not always, we have to see. How do you blend these two dynamics together, these two feelings, these two opposites? How do you blend them and live with both of them at the same time without losing your mind? This is not simple. This is hard work. This is very, very difficult stuff. This. Everybody into the problem. If you don't understand the problem, we're not going to go weiter. You have to understand the problem here. You have two relationships with Hashem that are mutually exclusive, and you have to live with both of them at the same time. That's impossible. You have to understand how these two melt together. That leaves you still living in the world of Anogas HaMishpat, because you can't leave that world. The minute you step out of that world, you're an apikoros. You've lost it. You're completely gone. Finished.
Ralph. Question, the Hanhagas HaYichud, that's not a backup plan. They mutually exist at the same time, correct?
That's the problem. They can't mutually exist at the same time. That's exactly the problem. They're mutually exclusive. They contradict each other be'etzem. But you have to live with both of them at the same time. That's the problem we have.
But we have the same problem with the goof and the neshama. The goof, it's finished, and the neshama, it's infinite. That means we have also to mix together, to live with something is infinite, with something is finite. That means the same problem.
That's also a problem. I'm not dealing with that. Good. That's also a problem. I'm not dealing with that now. There's also Yediyah and Bechira. That's also mutually exclusive, but I'm not learning that sugya now. I'm learning the sugya now. You know, there's plenty of things like that in the world, but we're dealing with this one now. This one is a real problem because this one's totally on everything you do all day, every day. Now, there's lots of steerers like that. There's another problem, though. There's a new one you haven't had to deal with before.
Rav Hanhagas HaYichud, that's not it's not a backup plan, correct?
That's what you said. I know, I heard that. No, it's not a backup plan. That's the way Hashem conducts his world, the Chatzila, Nachonami. If it was just a backup plan, it would be very easy. It'd be like some kind of sort of like B grade. You know, if you didn't get a draft in A grade, we'll give you B grade. No, it's not a backup plan. It was a bad plan. It's not a contradiction. They're both lechatchila working in the world together. That's a very good observation. There's not a backup plan. No. Mizug means they're completely blended together. When you mizug wine, water, you don't have wine and water. You have a new concept, a new construct called water yain. Water wine, you know, it's not water and wine. You have a new concept. So the same year, you have Yichud and Mishpat, and they get mixed together into some kind of new world. I don't know what we'll have to see. Lo sugya kala, lo sugya poshut at all. You see, I'll tell you, Shmuel, the question you asked, and the other ones we have as well, Yadir, Bechira, whatever, I can take those, I can't understand it, and get on with my life. Yeah? You have a goof and a neshama, it's impossible, it's a miracle. Sada, but you see, here I have a goof and a neshama, and boom, weiter. The problem here is that if you're going to try and live with an longest HaMishpat, but longest HaYigud together, you're going to go out of your mind. Because every time the Yetzirah comes to you to do something or not to do something, he's going to throw this at you and say, but Sacha Kol, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what you do, because at the end of the day, everything's going to be fine. Why are you standing on Yom Kippur clapping al chet? Whatever you did, Zalobaya, Hashem's going to take care of it. So that's the problem. You have to keep yourself living in Anogas HaYichud, a Mishpat, where you're completely rooted and functioning according to the rules and regulations of Anogas HaMishpat, which is Torah. And at the same time, you have to live in your head that there's a thing called Anogas HaYichud. That's not something you can just brush away and say, oh, well, it's too difficult. I can't understand it weiter. Like you can with a lot of the other impossible contradictions we have. This touches every nisoyin you're ever going to have. That's what comes at the end of the sefer dealing with nisoyin. This is a big, big nisoyin.
The one thing that comes up for me as you describe it, Rob, is that Hanhagas HaYichud, that seems like it's more so Hashem's job for him to save everything and bring it to success. And for me to just take and not to give, to not clap al chayt, like you're saying, that wouldn't feel right.
Yeah, but we don't work on feelings. We work on seichel. What you feel and what you don't feel doesn't really bother me that much. Question is, what is the truth? These two things are functioning together. And I have a Yetzirah who knows about this, and he's going to use it against me. And we need to have very good answers to know how to deal with this. This is totally, we have to understand it. If it was as simple as you said it was, okay, then but you'll see it's not so simple. Not so simple. Just because something doesn't feel right or feel wrong, Loman Yenoti, that's not what drives us. What drives us is what does the Torah say about the subject? My feelings could be wrong, you know?
we can switch gears to logical. The logical side is that I would just go through life on a free ticket and I have this Hanhagas and Mishpat. It really resonates very much that that's right. That's logical.
You don't need logic. The Torah tells you there's an Hanhagas HaMishpat, and the Torah tells you there's an Hanhagas HaYichud. They're both logical, and they're both 100% correct, and they live together, even though they're mutually exclusive. That we don't have a problem with. That we understand intellectually. But now, how do you blend two opposite things like that together? How do you mix water and oil? How do you do that? That's what you're trying to find out, how you do that. You don't have a problem, but say it no more. You think it's all fine and everything. This is all mutually, this is all no problem. Yeah, okay.
No, it's not that I think that. It's just I don't believe I fully grasp the depth of the problem yet, because it, at least at this
stage. I'll tell you what the depth of the problem is. The depth of the problem is, I'll tell you what the depth of the problem is, but you have to hear this. Put your feelings aside. Put your habitual thinking aside and come at this fresh, new, clean, like you've never heard this before. Hashem created the world in order to give you an opportunity using your Bechira to earn your reward, because he doesn't want to give it to you for nothing. Right? At the same time, Hashem's going to give it to you for nothing if you don't get it right. You understand the problem now? At the end of the day, it's got nothing to do with what you do. Hashem will do whatever he wants to do to make sure everything works. At the same time, what you do is critically important. If you blow it, it's gone. It's lost. No, it's not. Yes, it is. No, it's not. How do you live with it? Do you see the problem? You have to live with both of those at the same time. Is the problem getting clearer?
I mean, I understood the problem logically before you explained. I just don't think I feel the problem. I need to think about it more.
Feelings are irrelevant. Feelings have nothing to do with anything in Yiddishkeit. We don't have feelings yet. We're not working with feelings here. We're working with our mind. We're working with our seichel. You have to understand this logically. If you have Bechira, then you have Bechira. The Bechira is real. If you don't have Bechira, then you don't have Bechira. How can you live in a world where you have Bechira and you don't have Bechira at the same time? When you're standing in front of a nice juicy cheeseburger, you have Bechira whether to eat that or not. And if you eat it, you're in trouble. And if you don't eat it, you get reward. And at the same time, it makes no difference whether you eat it or not. And both those things are happening at the same time. See the problem? What you feel is irrelevant. You have to be able to understand that logically. Those two things are mutually exclusive. Whether you feel it's right or wrong is irrelevant. Hashem made his world like that, and that's what is. Now, how do we understand that? And how do we live with that? That's our question. That's objectively true. You have Bechira, you don't have Bechira. So, whoa. You have Bechira, don't have Bechira. Yes. Let me pick up the chats here. I don't know if they're relevant to me, but let's see what they say. I assume option two you mean is Hanhagas HaYichud. No, you can't, because then you're not Pekairis. You're trying to live in Hanhagas HaYichud. And Hashem gave you a Torah, and he gave you Din V'Cheshbon, and and you're going to pay for every little thing, and you're going to get rewarded for every little thing, and the reward you get is going to be a reward that you earn. So if you want to just live, that's the problem. That's exactly where the Yetzer Hara. No, he's not going to give it to you anyway. That's the problem. In Hanhagas HaMishpat, he's not going to give it to you. Now going to be Hanhagas HaYichud, he is going to give it to you. So is he or isn't he going to give it to you? That's another way of looking at it. Yeah, very good. Hashem's going to give you the schar if you earn it or not. No, he's not. In Hanhagas HaMishpat, if you don't earn it, you're not getting it. In Hanhagas HaYichud, it doesn't make any difference. Why can't you just live in Hanhagas HaYichud? Because then you're not Pekairis. You just took the Torah, you threw it out the window, and now you're not Pekairis. You'll never do tshuva for any Aveira you did. You'll never do tshuva. You deny schar v'oinesh, which is, makes you not Pekairis, and you just lost your chaylok in Olam Haba. You have the problem, Baruch?
Situation.
Just 1 second, I'm dealing with another question here with somebody. Just 1 second. Baruch, you know what I'm saying? I know you don't get it. That's very good. Excellent. If you have the problem and you don't get it, that's exactly where we want to be now. We have the problem, but we don't get it. That's exactly where you're supposed to be right now. Good. Excellent. These baruchs there. Fine. Okay, Rabbi Chaim, yes.
It seems like there's lots of examples of this, like we mentioned a moment ago, and I know you're not teaching the sugya, so we need to give the examples. So in this situation, let me think about it some more.
Excellent. Excellent. Just don't do anything until discuss it with somebody who knows more, because as Baruch just said, why can't I just live in an Agus HaYichud then? Because if you could, there wouldn't be an HaMishpat. So I'll just live in an Agus HaMishpat. The Chinami, but then what's about an Agus HaYichud? Whichever would go, you're walking into a brick wall. That's the problem. If you understand that, then you're doing great. What?
Is there, we understand that we understand.
I can't hear you.
We might have one pasuk that says A and one pasuk that contradicts and says B. We have a third.
We have one pasuk that says B. Isn't it taught that then a third pasuk will come along, it will clarify the two and it will tie them together?
We're trying to do that. That's exactly what we're trying to do. We're trying to see how we live with both these anhagos together. But before you bring the third pasuk to reconcile the two psukim that are contradict, you first have to understand the contradiction. All I'm trying to do at this stage is to make sure you've understood the contradiction. You're trying to find a solution. You're so bothered by the problem that you won't grab it. You won't feel the pain of the problem. You have to understand the kasha first. And then maybe spend 20 years walking around with that kasha before you're able to reconcile it. Yeah, could be. Yeah, could be. That's all of Torah learning is like that. What makes this so difficult is this cuts to the entire core of your whole life. There's not just one pasuk and another pasuk. One pasuk says cheeseburgers are mutter. One pasuk says cheeseburger osa. Well, let me better use a better example. One sign outside the library says the library is always open, and one says the library is always closed. Comes along a third pasuk and says the library is always open in the morning and it's always closed in the afternoon. Got it? When you see the first two signs, you don't know. It says it's open. It says it's always closed. I don't know what's going on now. And then you come along and you've seen it. Fine. So no, the library's open in the morning. It's closed in the afternoon. Lovely. But you first have to recognize the problem. How can the library be open always and closed doors? Is it lo yicholiot? That's where I want to be now. I don't want to be into the answer. I want to be in the question. Have that?
Rabbi, what exactly is the outcome of just living by Hanagas HaMishpat? It seems like a lot less than just living by Hanagas HaYichud.
You can't live with either of them on their own. Yeah, you need both. That's what you've just been taught. Up to now, you thought there's Hanagas HaMishpat and you live with Hanagas HaMishpat. We haven't understood why there's a need for Hanagas HaYichud yet. We don't know yet. We've been told there is such a thing. So I have to carry on living in Hanagas HaMishpat. I can't leave Hanagas HaMishpat. That's the world. That was the Nasev and Ishmael. That's why I have to live. I have a Torah, and I have to learn to live with the Torah. I have to live with the Yud Gimel Ikarim.
So I can live with my whole life like that.
Now you've just been told there's a thing called Hanagas HaYichud that it doesn't make any difference what you do. I call you a beseder. Ma?
Yeah.
I didn't hear what you said.
No, I'm practically what we're doing, we're living in Hanagas HaMishpat, but to understand Hanagas HaYichud, that's...
No, that's not correct. You always thought you were only living in Hanagas HaMishpat, and now you've been told that you're living in Hanagas HaMishpat and Hanagas HaYichud at the same time, and they're mutually exclusive. That's what you have to deal with. Like I said, if you want to forget about the fact that you ever had Hanagas HaYichud and go back to living in Hanagas HaMishpat, go, goodbye, cheers.
So what's wrong with
being able to forget it now? Because you've heard about it, and it's going to bother you, hopefully.
Yeah, of course. Definitely.
It's what?
How wrong can one go by doing that, by ignoring Hanagas HaYichud?
Good question. I mean, we'll see. We'll see what the benefit of Hanagas HaYichud is, how it helps me. How it helps Hashem, that's his problem, loichti. But how that helps me, we'll see. Excellent question. We'll deal with it. But if you have to choose between an Anagasa Mishpat without a Yichud, that's much, much better. Much safer. There you're in good shape. You'll have some problems as we'll go along, see what the problems are, but you're in good shape. But if you live in a Yichud, you forget about Anagasa Mishpat, then you've just blown it. You've lost it completely. You're full blown up Ikairis. Every Jew has to hate you. The Rambam says it. Mitzvah lishnoalav. You can't. You do not make up a minion anymore. You can't get an aliyah. Your chance of getting to Olam Haba you're not doing well at all. So therefore, if you're going to choose one of these and forget the other one, stronger some mishpat and forget about Anger Say Yichud. Why do we want to know Anger Say Yichud? Because as he said right in the beginning, I don't know who asked the question, but who asked the question?
It was me.
Question now. Okay. Anyway,
it was me, Avram.
Who's me? Avram Schwartz.
Avram Marx.
Oh, okay. No, I'm just there. There's two Avrams. There's Avram Schwartz is also here, I believe. Maybe he is. Maybe I don't know. Okay, he's not there. In Achinami. If you just forget about an Anagasa Yichud, you live in Anagasa Mishpat, you'll be fine. We said right in the beginning, he said that in today's world, we need Anagasa Yichud in order to help us not to fall into depression and not to fall into some sort of yush and hopelessness. But we'll speak about that more. We'll get in touch with that. Why are we taking such a terrible risk here? What's payback for Anagasa Yichud that I need to know about it? At this time, I'm running a big risk by knowing about it because our mamash could get into a lot of trouble. That's I think, what your question is. Okay, very good. We'll see. Okay, so Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow, Reish Pezayin, we'll start trying put these two Hanagas, Siyah Chazel, put them together and see how we live and balance and juggle both of these Hanagas together and still stay sane, happy, and above board, good holy Jews, and still having to go into Yom Kippur, Apal Chet. You can't potty yourself from Kippur because you're living in Anagasa Yichud. But at the same time, it's very hard to do Kippur without Anagasa Yichud. We'll see. Don't come to any conclusions yet. Don't go off today and start thinking that you've, I learned this new thing and now I'm gung-ho, I'm ready to go. Kacha Bezman. Okay. All right, Rabbi Isa. Where I can't even say it's clear, but at least I'm not terrified by the reality of it anymore. Years, there's nothing you pick up in a few days, and I tremble every time I get this part of the safer, and I always promise myself I'm not going to do it. Well, it was real hell that lechatchila you do it. It's important to learn the sugya and bilwa, so we do it. Hashem yazor lanu, shelo yichshol.
Okay.
Eli Markson, you're out there still. No, he's gone.
No,
Rav Avram, you're joining us here today?
I'm not sure. This chair's easier to join with my kids running around than the other one.
Yeah, no, I know. The Gemara, no, we really need you. I'm saying I'm selfish. I'm mamish, we need you. Anyway, if you can, I understand. We've discussed it already. I'm odd, and then what you're going through is not poshut.